I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Last week, there was a story which was at once everywhere in Chicago. People were stopping beneath a Kennedy Expressway overpass to see what could have been an image of the Virgin Mary on a concrete wall. City officials explained it away as a stain from last winter's snow and road salt, but thousands of believers still came to witness what they thought could have been a miracle. The picture spread fast across cable news channels and the nation's front pages, and then just as quickly it went away, a momentary curiosity, let's move on. But 9 days later, a police barricade remains at the site, which resembles a shrine, and people keep coming by the dozens. We sent producer Dan Collison to ask them what they were seeing.
Well, here we are at Our Lady of the Underpass. There's probably 30, 40 people standing around. I can't see how many votive candles there are. People are just praying together as the cars roll by and the police are directing traffic.
A lot of people here, it looks like a few different backgrounds, particularly Mexican, Polish. There's a striking resemblance when you look at the image that the salt made of this woman. You can see a glow around her head.
It's a beautiful imagery of Mother Mary. It's almost 3D, where it's a little bit raised, part of the section where her rosary is with a little cross on the bottom.
She appears to be gazing down. She's life-sized.
And there's a dark spot in the center where it appears that her hands are clasped together in prayer.
Well, it might be a salt stain underneath an underpass, but it's the way it's shaped, it really kind of makes you think about it. You know, I mean, I think I even made out eyes.
I see a face with a fairly defined eyebrow, right eye and left eye less so, a nose and a mouth. It almost looks like she's singing.
Salve, salve Maria.
And flowers? It's like a Princess Di's funeral starting.
It photographs on these digital phones and cameras much better than just looking at it with the naked eye.
I don't see anything. I don't see it. I want somebody to point it out to me.
If you look at the photo is very, very compelling. It looks very reminiscent of your traditional image of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
I see it now through his phone. I see it now, but I don't see it when I look at it right there.
You know, it's funny how sometimes God uses modern technology to get his message across, you know, in a way that the naked eye can't perceive on its own.
It's a miracle. It really is. When you see it, you go back to your roots, you go back to your faith, and it's so emotional for me.
It's a water stain, seepage. I mean, I believe in the Lord, but I mean,
I guess if you stand underneath the underpass with a lot of gas fumes, you see something sooner or later.
Well, we just flew in from South Carolina, and I had heard about this, and I am a believer. I'm a Christian, and I just don't see it. I don't see it. I just see a blob on the wall.
You can actually see that it is a miracle, because coming out of nature is like kind of like God's painting a picture onto a highway.
She appears wherever she feels she's needed more. Maybe this is a community that needs to have a bigger faith.
This is a sign that we should all come in peace now more than ever. It's just a wonderful thing. The Virgin is here. I'm just glad that I was alive to see it. Something beautiful. The Virgin and God touched us today.
Voices of the faithful and the curious beneath the Kennedy Expressway in Chicago. Our thanks to producer Dan Collison and Long Haul Productions. Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Noah Adams.